Israel Gutierrez, Pablo Torre, L. Duncan, thanks for being here. 72 hours since Deshaun Jackson's anti-Semitic post. Since then, multiple explanations. Whether you accept them as apologies is part of the story. How the Eagles and NFL and fellow NFL players responded and did not respond, part of this story. And how the Eagles' punishment should go. Fine or release, or that strongly worded statement enough. I'll have you consider how the franchise dealt with Riley Cooper and the N-word years ago. The lack of response from NFL players is a little intriguing, especially not to compare it to, but just to consider how the league responded to Drew Brees recently. And also today, news of the day, Steven Jackson, in responding and in support of Deshaun Jackson, furthering with anti-Semitic comments. There's a whole lot to get to. Pablo Torre, your first view of it.
Yeah, I start from the fact that I was just watching on Instagram Live Steven Jackson stand up for comments that Deshaun Jackson has already begun to walk back. And Deshaun Jackson, there's this question of, is it malice? Is it incompetence? How could you possibly quote Hitler or fake Hitler and think that that was fine? But Steven Jackson, what he's doing must be condemned in the clearest possible terms. He is trafficking in insanely bigoted textbook anti-Semitism. He's talking about the conspiracy about Jewish people running all of the banks in the world. He's going down that mode of thought. And the reason it's heartbreaking is not simply because he is feeding a strain of true bigotry that resulted in the genocide of a population of people. It's also heartbreaking because Steven Jackson, Tony, has been at the center of the most impactful development in race relations in America this century. This is George Floyd's twin. This is a man who has fought for legitimate causes. And so the fact that he is now going to go down this road and seemingly stand on it, that, to me, speaks to so much awful about America right now, including the next phase of this, which is people pointing at him and discrediting the things that he actually stands up for that are, in fact, legitimate.
Israel Gutierrez, your view of it?
Right, and taking this back to Deshaun Jackson, he essentially started this, and this, whether you believe him or not, and I tend to believe Deshaun Jackson, that it was ignorance, that it was naivete, that he didn't really recognize what he was reading or what it meant. But you put that out there, and then Steven Jackson has his response and doubles down on his response, and now look what happened. As Pablo just mentioned, you can't delegitimize him now because of the George Floyd connection, and now you just say Steven Jackson sounds like someone of a crazy person who is not an inclusive person, who does not welcome everybody. And it begins with Deshaun Jackson and his post. And so now you wonder what the NFL has to do, what the Eagles have to do. And frankly, they haven't set a precedent on something like this in the past. You mentioned the Riley Cooper saying the N-word, Tony, and he was soon after that given a contract extension. And so is this the point in this time, in this climate, that we raise that bar and say, Deshaun Jackson, that was despicable, that was unacceptable, look what you've begun, therefore, hey, we can't have you as part of our organization anymore. Is that the time? I don't know if that's the time, but if they decide that it is the time, I'm perfectly okay with that.
Ignorance is no excuse. It's something we've said on this show before in the past in other stories. It's something we all believe. Initially, when this story first came out, this was beyond ignorance for me on Deshaun Jackson's part. I thought this was so lost, the deep recesses of the internet. And now we're seeing a chorus in support of him, and that's why this conversation is so important. And we're back at it today. L. Duncan, you were incredible yesterday in your thoughts about how this is not a teachable moment. It has to be more than that. And also, you said there is no hierarchy to bigotry, racism, sexism, and anti-Semitism. And I want to ask it to you this way today. We haven't heard from NFL players like we heard from NFL players in the past condemning Deshaun Jackson here, and I want your view of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because there's a penchant to want to protect your own and not speak out against your own community, and I'm certainly experiencing some of that right now because I do have an outpouring of support, in particular my Jewish friends and colleagues that are saying thank you for saying something, but also from some black people who are saying, like, how dare you publicly shame another black man? You're a clown. And I think that it would feel hypocritical. I have, for the last few months, you guys, been imploring my white and brown and other communities, imploring them to not stand silent in the face of oppression and inequality and racism. I've been asking them to be allies and to be vocal allies, and to then, on one hand, ask people to do that for the causes that affect my community, black people, and then to say absolutely nothing when someone dehumanizes an entire other community is hypocritical, and frankly, it's wrong. And that that's the point, is that the second that disenfranchised communities understand that we are not each other's enemies, that we collectively are in this fight together, that there is no more offensive or less offensive or you've got it better or you've got it better, because until we all have it good, none of us have it good.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thank you for saying that, L. Duncan. I came across Ray Allen's post in the Players' Tribune recently about a trip he made to Auschwitz and how he made all of his NBA teammates go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. with him whenever they went to a trip through D.C. to play the Wizards. And I pass that on to you today. He's talking about the universal experience of humanity here and everything that has come across in the last 2 days. It's unbelievable. We'll move on. One more story, though. I want to get your take on here in our segment today. WNBA and how they responded to Atlanta Dream owner Kelly Loeffler for denial and opposition to Black Lives Matter. And the WNBA responded by saying they haven't seen her be an active owner in the day-to-day in the last 9 months. Israel, what position is the WNBA in right now?
I think the WNBA actually has to do something about this, has to find a way to get Loeffler away from the Atlanta Dream. I mean, that league is full of intelligent, progressive women that are fighting their own individual fights. And then to have somebody with co-owner in their title essentially say, hey, you don't matter enough for me to fight for you. To have this symbol of Black Lives Matter on the court is something that I not only do not want on there, it comes across as her being offended by it, Loeffler. And we've seen a lot of hypocrisy in her words, we've seen it in her actions, and it's just when you have this many of the women in the WNBA speaking up, something has to be done. We're supposed to be outing people who speak in codes or who have these hypocritical acts right now, and this is clearly one of them.
L. Duncan?
Yeah, listen. You are allowed to say and believe whatever you want to. She can believe that Black Lives Matter movement is a terrorist organization, and she can believe that LGBTQ community should not have the same rights as people who are heterosexual. And she can believe that, you know, legally carrying black folks with guns is a mob. But that does not mean that she gets the privilege of then earning a profit off of those exact same communities that she would try to keep her foot on their neck. Period. It's a private situation here. They can kick her out of the league in the same way that they kicked Donald Sterling out of the league for the exact same thing. Freedom of speech is not freedom from consequence.
And Pablo Torre.
Yeah, this feels like a higher-up person, a person of great political power, great financial power, trolling the women in the WNBA. And it seems pretty transparent that this is part of political gamesmanship, by the way. This is someone who is a part of a political movement that trolls as a matter of course. And so when you take those athletes who have been, by the way, underestimated and overlooked in terms of their impact on the movement we've been describing. The WNBA has been a leader in this way, wearing I Can't Breathe shirts in Minnesota before all of this. Maya Moore stepping away from her job to free someone who was wrongfully imprisoned. To take those women and ask them to swallow Quite frankly, the trash being spouted by Kelly Loeffler is offensive. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned the insider trading scandal during the pandemic that she made news for before all of this even happened. So I think the WNBA has a very clear path here, and it involves her exiting.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Those were some difficult conversations today. I thank you guys for having it. That's our time. SportsCenter, back at you.